Welcome, brave souls, to our scary stories. I am your host, whispering to you from the shadows of the unknown. Tonight, as the veil between our world and the unseen thins, we gather to share tales that will chill your bones and make your heart race. Turn down the lights, settle in, and prepare yourself for a journey into the heart of darkness. In this episode, we delve into a tale where paradise becomes a haunting ground. Are you ready to confront what lies in the shadows in the sand? Tim brushed a layer of frost off the window, revealing a monochrome world of snow and ice. Mary, nestled under a blanket on the couch, watched him with a mix of anticipation and weariness. The relentless winter had seeped into their bones, painting their days in shades of gray. "Looks like another storm's brewing," Tim said, his voice tinged with the pragmatism that anchored his life. He turned from the window, his eyes finding Mary's. "I can't wait to leave this all behind." Mary smiled, her eyes reflecting a world far beyond the confines of their small, icy town. "Just imagine, Tim. Warm sands, a turquoise sea, and a sky so vast it makes you believe in the impossible." Tim chuckled, walking over to sit beside her. "You always had a way with words, Mary. Makes me wonder if there's some hidden island magic waiting for us." The room was cozy, a sanctuary against the biting cold outside, but it couldn't quell their longing for escape. Around them, the walls were adorned with relics of past travels and shelves of books, history for Tim, folklore and mysteries for Mary. As the wind howled outside, creating ghostly whispers against the window panes, Mary pulled the blanket tighter around her. "Do you believe in legends, Tim? The kind where ancient lands hold secrets far beyond our understanding?" Tim looked thoughtful, the historian in him wrestling with the rational and the fantastical. "History is full of unexplained mysteries," he conceded. "Who knows what truths lie buried in those sands?" The next morning dawned with a sense of unreality. The couple stood in the airport, their suitcases an assertion of their determination to chase the sun. As the plane took off, leaving behind a landscape smothered in white, Mary pressed her face against the window, watching as the familiar world fell away. Hours later, as the plane descended, a vibrant panorama unfolded below them. An island, lush and alive with color, surrounded by a sea that shimmered like liquid sapphire. Tim's hand found Mary's, giving it a reassuring squeeze. This was their new world, if only for a while. Their arrival was greeted with the warmth of tropical air, scented with the tang of salt and the sweet perfume of exotic flowers. The airport buzzed with the energy of escape, tourists ready to shed their winter skins, locals welcoming them with easy smiles. As they drove to the resort, the island revealed itself in bursts of color and life. Palm trees swayed in the breeze like dancers lost in rhythm. The sun, a golden orb in the clear blue sky, promised days of adventure and nights of serenity. Tim's eyes absorbed every detail, his mind cataloging the historical significance of the land, the architecture, the people. Mary, meanwhile, leaned back, letting the scenery wash over her, each sight and sound weaving into the tapestry of her imagination. They arrived at the resort as the sun began its descent, painting the sky in strokes of orange and purple. The resort was a haven of tranquility, its design a seamless blend of elegance and nature. As they walked along the beach, the sand warm and yielding beneath their feet, they felt the last vestiges of winter slip away. The ocean whispered to them, a constant murmur of waves against the shore. That night, under a moonlit sky, they strolled along the beach, hand in hand. The stars, like a million distant fires, watched over them, and the moon cast a silver glow on the water. It was Mary who first noticed the shadows. Long, stretching forms that danced at the edge of the moonlight, separate from their own. A chill, out of place in the balmy air, brushed against their skin. "Tim, do you see them?" Mary's voice was a whisper, a blend of awe and unease. Tim looked, his practical mind searching for a logical explanation. But as the shadows shifted, forming shapes that seemed almost human, his words faltered. The whispers began then, a soft susurration, like leaves rustling in a gentle breeze. Words, unintelligible, yet laden with a deep, ancient sorrow. As they stood there, the world around them holding its breath, Tim and Mary realized that their escape to paradise had opened the door to something far older and more mysterious than they could have imagined. The shadows in the sand beckoned, their whispers a siren call to secrets buried deep within the island's heart. The morning sun greeted Tim and Mary with a blanket of warmth, a stark contrast to the chill they had left behind. The island was awake, alive with vibrant colors and sounds that promised days of discovery and nights of wonder. They stepped out onto their balcony, the view a picturesque scene of turquoise waters meeting an endless sky. Palm trees swayed rhythmically, as if dancing to the soft melody of the ocean breeze. Breakfast was served in an open-air dining area, surrounded by lush greenery that seemed to hum with life. They were joined by other tourists, each with their own stories and smiles. Conversations flowed easily, tales of past travels and expectations for this island paradise. It was there they met Jonah, a fellow tourist with an infectious laugh and an adventurer's spirit. "You must try the snorkeling," he enthused, his eyes sparkling with the memory of coral reefs and tropical fish. "It's like entering a whole different world." Lena, a local who worked at the resort, approached with a tray of fresh fruits and warm pastries. Her presence was like a gentle wave, calming and reassuring. "If you need anything, just ask," she said with a smile that reached her eyes. "We're here to make your stay unforgettable." Tim and Mary spent the day exploring the resort and its surroundings. The beach was a stretch of soft, white sand, leading to waters that invited them in with open arms. They swam and laughed, the water embracing them like an old friend. As the day waned, they joined a guided tour of the island. Their guide, Marco, was a wellspring of knowledge, his stories a tapestry of the island's history and culture. "This land is rich with legends," he said, a twinkle in his eye. "Some say the spirits of the old world still watch over us." That evening, as the sky turned a fiery orange, Tim and Mary dined under the stars. The air was filled with the sound of gentle waves and the soft strumming of a guitar from a nearby table. Everything felt like a dream, a perfect escape from reality. But as they walked back to their room, a subtle shift occurred. The lights along the path flickered momentarily, casting brief shadows that danced across their path. A cool breeze stirred, whispering secrets in a language they couldn't understand. In their room, Mary paused, her gaze lingering on a painting that adorned the wall. It depicted the island, but there was a depth to it that made her uneasy. The brush strokes seemed to move, telling a story that was felt rather than seen. "Strange, isn't it?" Tim said, noticing her fixation. "It's almost as if the painting is alive." Mary nodded, unable to shake the feeling that the eyes in the painting were following her. It was a small detail, easily dismissed, yet it planted a seed of unease in her heart. That night, as they lay in bed, the sounds of the island a lullaby in the background, Tim reached for Mary's hand. "Tomorrow's another adventure," he whispered, a smile in his voice. Mary returned the squeeze, her thoughts adrift in the sea of shadows and whispers. Paradise had welcomed them with open arms, but beneath its beauty, something ancient stirred, waiting to be discovered. The moon hung low in the sky, a luminous orb casting its silver light over the island. Tim and Mary, hand in hand, made their way to the beach, the sand cool and soft under their feet. The night was theirs, a private world where the rhythm of the waves serenaded them under a canopy of stars. They found a secluded spot, the ocean before them an endless expanse of shimmering mystery. Tim spread a blanket on the sand, and they sat down, their eyes drawn to the horizon where the moon's reflection danced upon the water. The air was filled with the scent of salt and the distant fragrance of tropical flowers, a natural perfume that lulled the senses. Mary leaned against Tim, her head resting on his shoulder. "It's perfect," she whispered, her voice barely audible over the symphony of the sea. Tim wrapped an arm around her, his gaze lost in the beauty of the night. "I never want to forget this moment," he replied, the weight of the world seeming to lift from his shoulders. They sat in comfortable silence, the tranquility of the night enveloping them. But as they gazed out at the sea, a strange phenomenon caught their attention. Shadows, elongated and fluid, moved across the sand, independent of any source. They swirled and twisted, forming shapes that defied explanation. "What are those?" Mary asked, a note of apprehension in her voice. Tim squinted, trying to make sense of the sight. "Maybe it's just a trick of the light," he suggested, though his tone lacked conviction. But the shadows persisted, their movements deliberate, almost sentient. Then, as if carried by the breeze, a whispering sound filled the air, a chorus of hushed, unintelligible voices that seemed to emanate from the shadows themselves. Mary clutched Tim's hand, her curiosity mingling with a growing sense of dread. "Do you hear that?" "A whispers." Tim nodded, his pragmatic mind struggling to find a rational explanation. "It must be the wind," he said, but his words were drowned out by the increasing volume of the whispers. The voices grew louder, more insistent. They were not words, but emotions, echoes of sadness, longing, and a deep, unspoken yearning. The couple felt a chill that had nothing to do with the night air, a chill that seeped into their bones. As they stood to leave, the shadows converged, forming a barrier between them and the path back to the resort. Tim and Mary exchanged a glance, a mutual decision made without words. They needed to understand, to confront this mystery that had chosen to reveal itself to them. Tentatively, they stepped closer to the shadows. The whispers crescendoed, a symphony of ancient voices that beckoned them deeper into the mystery. Fear warred with fascination, each step a journey into the unknown. Then, as suddenly as they had appeared, the shadows receded, melting away into the night. The whispers faded, leaving behind a heavy silence that hung in the air like a forgotten promise. Tim and Mary stood alone on the beach, the moon now their only witness. They looked at each other, their eyes reflecting a world that had subtly shifted. What they had seen and heard defied explanation, a riddle wrapped in the enigmatic beauty of the island. As they made their way back to the resort, the sounds of the night resumed, as if the island itself had taken a deep breath and moved on. But for Tim and Mary, the night had changed something fundamental, planting a seed of wonder and unease that would grow with each passing day. The sun had barely crested the horizon when Tim and Mary set out to explore the island. The early morning light cast a golden glow over the landscape, turning the lush greenery into a vivid tapestry of life. They followed a winding path that led away from the resort into the heart of the island's hidden treasures. Their first stop was an ancient stone structure, half swallowed by the jungle. Vines clung to the walls like age-old secrets, and the air around it hummed with the whispers of the past. Tim's eyes lit up with excitement as he traced his fingers over the weathered stones. "This must be part of the old sugar plantation," he said, his voice filled with reverence for the history beneath his touch. Imagine the stories these stones could tell. Mary looked around, her imagination ignited by the sense of history that permeated the air. But there was something else, a feeling of being watched, as if the past itself had its eyes on them. They continued their exploration, coming across a small, abandoned chapel nestled in the foliage. Its wooden doors were weathered, the paint peeling away to reveal the stories of years gone by. Inside, the pews were coated with a layer of dust, untouched by time. A local guide, Miguel, who had joined them on their journey, spoke up. "Many legends surround this place," he said, his voice a hushed tone. "Some say those who ventured too far into the island never returned. They just vanished without a trace." Tim was captivated, hanging on every word, while Mary felt a shiver run down her spine. She glanced around the chapel, half expecting to see the shadows from the beach lurking in the corners. Their next discovery was a series of caves along the coastline. The ocean's waves crashed against the rocks, sending a spray of salt water into the air. The caves were dark, gaping mouths in the cliffside, beckoning the brave to uncover their secrets. As they ventured inside one of the caves, the sound of the ocean faded, replaced by a silence so profound it felt like a living entity. Tim shone a flashlight on the walls, revealing ancient carvings that told tales of the island's earliest inhabitants. "These symbols," Tim murmured, his fascination evident, "they speak of rituals, of a people deeply connected to the land." Mary felt an eerie sense of déjà vu, the carvings resonating with the whispers from the beach. Her heart raced as she tried to shake the feeling that they were delving into something far beyond their understanding. As they emerged from the cave, the sunlight felt blinding, a stark contrast to the darkness they had left behind. Mary took a deep breath, trying to dispel the unease that clung to her like a second skin. The rest of the day was spent visiting more historical sites, each with its own story, its own echo of the past. But for Mary, the beauty of the island was now tinged with a sense of foreboding. The legends, the vanishing people, the shadows, they all wove together into a tapestry that felt too real, too close. As they returned to the resort, the sun setting in a blaze of colors, Tim was alive with theories and hypotheses about the island's history. Mary listened, but her thoughts were elsewhere, lost in the echoes of a past that felt all too present. The island held secrets, and she couldn't shake the feeling that those secrets were reaching out to them, whispering for them to come closer. The next day, a sense of anticipation hung in the air as Tim and Mary ventured to the local market. The vibrant stalls were a kaleidoscope of colors and sounds, each vendor displaying their crafts and wares with pride. Amidst the bustle, an elderly man caught Mary's attention. His eyes, deep set and knowing, seemed to hold stories untold. As they approached his stall, the man gave them a knowing look. "You are the ones who walk with the shadows," he said, his voice a low rumble. Tim chuckled, assuming it was a sales pitch. "We're just tourists enjoying your beautiful island." The old man shook his head, his gaze fixed on Mary. "This island is more than beauty and sun. It carries a weight, a curse from times long forgotten." Mary felt a chill, despite the warm air. "A curse?" The man nodded, leaning in closer. "Long ago, the island was a place of power, a sacred land where the veil between worlds was thin. But greed and bloodshed tainted it, angering the spirits. Since then, those who dare to unearth its secrets often find themselves lost to the shadows." Tim's skepticism was evident, but Mary couldn't ignore the stirring in her heart, the pull towards the truth hidden in his words. That night, as they lay in bed, the conversation with the old man replayed in Mary's mind. The rhythm of the ocean outside was no longer comforting. It was a reminder of the island's untold stories. Sleep came uneasily to Mary, and when it did, it brought with it dreams that were vivid and unsettling. She saw the island as it might have been centuries ago, a place of rituals and reverence, where shadowy figures danced around flickering flames. In her dream, she walked among them, an invisible observer to their ancient rites. The air was thick with the scent of tropical flowers and something darker, more primal. The figures chanted in a language she couldn't understand. Yet it resonated within her, as if awakening a memory long buried. Then the scene shifted, and she was standing on the beach, the same shadows from their first night reaching towards her. But this time, they spoke in clear, haunting whispers. "Remember. Understand. Release us." Mary woke with a start, her heart racing. The room was dark, save for the sliver of moonlight that slipped through the curtains. Tim slept beside her, oblivious to the turmoil in her heart. She lay there, trying to calm her racing thoughts. The dreams felt like more than mere figments of her imagination. They were a message, a plea from the island itself. Mary knew she couldn't ignore them. The island was calling to her, its secrets woven into the very fabric of her dreams. And whether she wanted it or not, she was now a part of its story. In the days that followed, the resort, once a haven of tranquility, began to reveal a more sinister side. It started subtly, a vase of flowers that seemed to move of its own accord, a whisper of wind where there was none, shadows that flickered at the edges of their vision. Tim and Mary noticed these anomalies separately at first, each dismissing them as tricks of the mind. But as the occurrences became more frequent, it became impossible to ignore. One evening, as they sat in their room, the air suddenly grew cold, and the scent of the sea was replaced by an earthy, unfamiliar smell. Mary's voice trembled as she spoke. "Tim, did you feel that?" Tim, ever the pragmatist, tried to rationalize. "Maybe it's just the air conditioning acting up." But his words fell flat, even to his own ears. The tension between them grew, a silent acknowledgement of the fear they both felt but were reluctant to voice. The next day brought more strangeness. As they walked through the resort, the sound of laughter and conversation from the other guests seemed distant, as if they were separated by an invisible barrier. Shadows darted in and out of their peripheral vision, elusive yet unmistakably present. That night, as they dined under the stars, the atmosphere at the resort felt charged, the air heavy with an unspoken anticipation. Mary's gaze kept drifting to the dark corners of the garden, half expecting to see something emerge from the shadows. As they retired to their room, the sense of unease followed them, clinging to the walls like an unseen presence. They lay in bed, the silence oppressive, each lost in their own thoughts. Suddenly, the room plunged into darkness, the soft hum of the resort silenced. In the blackness, Mary felt a presence, a weight at the end of the bed. She reached out, her hand trembling, and touched something cold and insubstantial. "Tim," she gasped, her voice a mix of fear and wonder. Tim fumbled for the flashlight, his heart pounding. As the beam cut through the darkness, it illuminated a fleeting glimpse of a shadowy figure, its form dissolving before their eyes. Mary sat up, her breath coming in short gasps. "It was here, Tim. The shadow. It was right here." Tim couldn't deny it any longer. The fear in Mary's eyes mirrored his own. The resort, the island, was no longer a paradise. It was a place of secrets, and they were caught in its grip. As the power returned and the room was bathed in light once more, the couple sat in stunned silence. The barrier between their world and the unknown had been breached, leaving them exposed to forces they couldn't comprehend. Tim reached for Mary's hand, a silent vow to face whatever lay ahead together. But as they sat there, the shadows lurking just beyond the light, a chilling realization settled in their hearts. They were no longer mere visitors to this island. They were part of its mysterious, haunting story. The days that followed were a blur of confusion and fear. Mary's thoughts were consumed by the shadows and the secrets they held. She spent hours poring over old books in the resort's library, her eyes scanning ancient texts and folklore, searching for any clue that might explain the mysteries of the island. Tim watched, helpless, as Mary's obsession deepened. Her once vibrant eyes were now clouded with a relentless determination. She spoke in hushed tones about spirits and curses, her theories growing wilder by the day. "Mary, we need to take a step back," Tim pleaded one evening, his voice laced with concern. "This isn't like you. We're supposed to be on vacation, not some ghost hunt." Mary barely looked up from her books. "You've seen them too, Tim. You know there's something here, something more than just shadows." Tim's skepticism battled with his own experiences. He couldn't deny the strangeness that enveloped the island, but he clung to the hope that there was a logical explanation. Their conversations grew strained, the gap between belief and disbelief widening with each passing day. Tim longed for the normalcy of their life before the island, while Mary felt an inexorable pull towards the unknown. One night, as Mary lay awake, a shadow appeared at the foot of her bed. It was more defined than before, its form almost human. A cold dread filled the room, but Mary's fear was replaced by a burning need to understand. She followed the shadow as it glided through the resort, its movements purposeful. Tim, awakened by her absence, found her standing on the beach, the shadow hovering before her. "Mary, what are you doing?" Tim's voice was a mix of fear and frustration. "The island," Mary whispered, her eyes fixed on the shadow. "It's alive, Tim. It feeds on us, on our souls. The visitors, the staff. We're all part of it now." Tim felt a chill that went beyond the night air. The shadow seemed to be communicating with Mary, its whispers filling the space between them. In that moment, Tim realized the full extent of their situation. They were entangled in something ancient and powerful, far beyond their understanding. The island wasn't just a place of beauty and history, it was a living entity, and they were within its grasp. As the shadow faded into the night, Mary turned to Tim, her eyes alight with a mixture of fear and exhilaration. "We can't leave, Tim. Not yet. We're part of this now. We have to understand it." Tim took her hand, the weight of their predicament settling in his heart. The island had ensnared them, its secrets weaving around them like a net. Together, they would have to face the darkness that lurked within its shores, or be consumed by it. In a haze of desperation, Tim and Mary packed their belongings, the dawn casting a gray light over their room. The events of the past days weighed heavily on them, an unspoken agreement that they needed to leave the island, to escape the shadows that haunted them. As they made their way to the front desk, the resort seemed unusually quiet, the vibrant energy of the tourists and staff replaced with an eerie stillness. The few people they did pass moved with a lethargic, almost mechanical gait, their eyes void of any real presence. At the front desk, their request to leave was met with a vacant smile from the clerk. "I'm sorry, all transport off the island has been temporarily suspended due to unforeseen circumstances," he said in a tone that lacked any real emotion. Tim's insistence grew more fervent, but the clerk remained unmoved, his responses robotic and rehearsed. A sense of helplessness began to creep over Tim and Mary, the realization dawning on them that their attempts to leave were futile. They retreated back to their room, the corridors of the resort echoing with a silence that was almost suffocating. Mary's gaze was distant, her mind racing with the implications of their entrapment. "We're not just trapped by the island," she murmured. "We're trapped by something much more powerful, something that doesn't want us to leave." Tim, though struggling to maintain his skepticism, couldn't deny the truth in her words. The indifference of the staff, the strange behavior of the other guests, it was as if the island itself had cast a spell over everyone, binding them to its will. As the day turned to evening, the couple ventured outside, the once inviting beach now a reminder of their imprisonment. The ocean, which had greeted them with waves of welcome, now lapped at the shore with a menacing persistence. They noticed the other guests wandering the beach, their movements aimless, their expressions blank. It was as if they were under a trance, oblivious to the ominous atmosphere that enveloped the island. Tim and Mary stood together, a lone island of awareness in a sea of apathy. The realization that they were alone in their fight against the island's malevolent presence was chilling. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting the sky in a foreboding shade of crimson, the couple knew that time was running out. The shadows grew longer, stretching towards them like fingers of the night. They returned to their room, the weight of their situation a heavy cloak around their shoulders. The island had them in its grip, and with each passing moment, the shadows drew tighter, a tangible reminder of the darkness that sought to claim them. In the dead of night, as they lay awake listening to the sound of the waves, Tim and Mary knew they had to find a way to break free from the island's hold. But as the shadows danced in the moonlight outside their window, a sense of dread settled in their hearts. The race against time had begun, and the island was not going to let them go without a fight. Under a moonless sky, Tim and Mary stood on the beach, the darkness around them complete. The gentle murmur of the sea had turned into a foreboding whisper, as if the island itself was speaking in a tongue only the night could understand. Mary's eyes were fixed on the horizon, where the sea met the sky in an indistinguishable line of shadow. Tim watched her, a knot of fear tightening in his chest. The connection between Mary and the island had grown stronger, an invisible thread pulling her towards an unseen fate. Suddenly, the air around them grew colder, and the shadows began to emerge from the darkness. They swirled around Mary, wrapping her in a cloak of whispers and darkness. Her eyes, once filled with fear, now shone with an eerie acceptance. "Mary," Tim shouted, reaching for her. But the shadows enveloped her, pulling her away from him, towards the sea. Tim lunged forward, but it was as if a force field repelled him, keeping him rooted to the spot. He watched in horror as Mary was drawn into the shadows, her figure becoming one with the darkness. The last thing he saw was her eyes, filled with a haunting mixture of sorrow and understanding, before she disappeared completely. Panic and despair gripped Tim as he realized Mary was gone, taken by the very thing they had sought to understand and escape. But beneath the fear, a flame of determination ignited within him. He couldn't leave Mary to the mercy of the island's curse. Tim ran along the beach, his mind racing with every piece of island lore and history they had learned. He remembered the old ruins, the heart of the island's ancient power, and knew that was where he would find answers, where he would find Mary. The ruins loomed ahead, bathed in the silver light of the stars. As he approached, the air grew thick with the energy of the island's curse. The ground beneath his feet vibrated with a power that was ancient and alive. Tim entered the ruins, the stones cold and damp under his touch. He could feel the pulse of the island, a rhythm that echoed the beat of his own heart. He moved deeper into the labyrinth of stone and vine, guided by an unseen force. Then he saw her, Mary, standing in the center of a clearing, surrounded by a vortex of shadows. Her eyes were closed, her face serene, as if she was in a trance. "Mary," Tim called out, his voice echoing off the ancient walls. Slowly, she opened her eyes, and the shadows receded, revealing her fully. But the look in her eyes was not one of recognition, but of a deep, unspoken knowledge. "Tim," she whispered, her voice distant. "It's too late. The island, it's a part of me now. I can't leave." Desperation surged through Tim. "I won't leave you here, Mary. We can break this curse together." He stepped towards her, reaching out to break the invisible barrier that separated them. As their hands touched, a surge of energy coursed through them, a connection that was both terrifying and exhilarating. The island roared in defiance, the ground shaking beneath their feet. But Tim held on, his love for Mary a beacon in the darkness. The shadows writhed and twisted around them, a maelstrom of ancient power. But as they stood together, the force of their bond began to weaken the curse, the shadows dissipating into the night. As the first light of dawn broke over the horizon, the island trembled, a final shudder of resistance before releasing its hold. The ruins crumbled around them, the last vestiges of the curse falling away. Tim and Mary stood in the clearing, the morning sun casting a gentle light over them. The shadows were gone, the whispers silenced. They had confronted the heart of the island's curse and emerged victorious, their love a testament to the power of the human spirit. As they walked back to the resort, hand in hand, the island around them was peaceful, as if it had finally found its own rest. They knew their journey was not over, but for now, they had each other, and that was all that mattered. The sun had not yet risen when Tim embarked on his final, desperate journey to the heart of the island. Guided by an instinct he couldn't explain, he moved through the dense jungle, each step a challenge against the untamed wilderness that surrounded him. The air was thick with the scent of damp earth and ancient secrets. Tim pushed forward, driven by the thought of saving Mary, of breaking the island's relentless grip. The trees seemed to close in around him, their twisted branches like the arms of specters reaching out to hinder his progress. Finally, he emerged into a clearing, where the ruins of an ancient temple stood. This was the epicenter of the island's power, the source of the shadows that had haunted them since their arrival. The air crackled with energy, the ground beneath his feet pulsing with an ominous rhythm. In the center of the ruins, Tim saw Mary. She was surrounded by a vortex of shadows, her body suspended in the air, her face an expression of serene acceptance. Tim's heart raced as he stepped towards her, the shadows recoiling at his approach. "Mary," he called, his voice a mixture of hope and fear. Her eyes fluttered open, but the look in them was distant, disconnected from the woman he knew. "Tim," she whispered, her voice echoing around the ancient stones. "It's too late. The shadows have claimed me." Refusing to accept defeat, Tim reached into the heart of the swirling darkness, his fingers grazing Mary's. For a moment, he felt her grip tighten, a glimmer of recognition in her eyes. But then, the shadows surged with a ferocious intensity, pulling Mary back into their depths. Tim fought against their pull, his determination unyielding. But the more he struggled, the stronger the shadows became, an unstoppable force that defied his every effort. With a final, desperate attempt, Tim lunged forward, his hand closing around Mary's. But it was too late. The shadows enveloped them both, and with a gut-wrenching force, pulled Mary from his grasp. Tim fell to the ground, his breath ragged, his heart shattered. He lay there, the realization of his failure crushing him. The shadows around Mary dissipated, leaving her lying motionless on the ground. Tim crawled to her side, taking her lifeless hand in his. The sun rose, casting a pale light over the scene. The island had claimed another soul, its appetite for tragedy unquenched. Tim looked up at the sky, tears streaming down his face. He knew he would leave the island, but a part of him would always remain, trapped in the eternal dance of the shadows. As he made his way back to the resort, the island seemed unchanged, its beauty undimmed by the darkness that lurked beneath. Other tourists walked the paths, oblivious to the tragedy that had unfolded, the shadows waiting patiently for their next prey. Tim's boat left the island under a clear blue sky, the sea calm and inviting. But as he looked back at the receding shoreline, a chilling realization settled in his heart. The island would continue to lure unsuspecting visitors, its shadows always hungry, always triumphant. The whispers of the past would continue to echo through the trees, and the dance of the shadows would never end. Our time together has come to an end, for now. As we part the realm of our scary stories, remember that some shadows linger long after the tales are told. Sleep well, dear listeners, if you can. Join us again as we unearth more tales from the crypt of the unknown. Until then, keep your eyes open and never forget, the darkness is always watching.